Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. We're glad to be able to bring this broadcast to you over WSOF, WAJJ Radio, on this Wednesday, January the 13th. We're glad you're tuned in and listening to the program today. Normally, this time in our Wednesday evening broadcast, I would be inviting you out to our regular midweek prayer service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, but this week is different. We are in revival services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and therefore we're having revival meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. We started on Monday, going through this Friday at 7 p.m. each evening. We'll be gathering in here tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We're located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky. And we've got Brother Ronnie Jones, pastor of the Mineral Park Baptist Church over in Ootah, Tennessee. Brother Jones is with us preaching this week. Preached a good message on Monday night and then again on last night. Been some solemn, serious, scriptural preaching, and I appreciate the Word of God. It's been searching preaching. By the way, if we're going to have revival, he preached last night on spiritual honesty. And if we're going to have revival, we're going to have to get honest with ourselves about our spiritual condition. We're going to have to go to God and ask Him to help us, and we've got to come clean, be honest with the Lord. And that's what he was preaching on, and really that's, in a sense, been the theme of the whole meeting, because he's preached pretty hard on Monday night and Tuesday night. We'd love to have you come be with us tonight. We're looking for God to break through and do great and mighty things and have a wonderful time in the house of God. Let me also mention a few things by way of prayer requests. Not only are we in revival this week, we are also going to be in Radio Marathon tomorrow, so you won't be hearing this broadcast on Thursday or Friday, because we will be having Marathon all day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're going to try to raise our normal quarterly amount of support. We need to try to raise about $30,000, and we need to hit just as close to that as we can. And actually, we did exceed that by $100 or maybe a couple hundred dollars our last marathon that we had, full marathon, and then we had a half marathon back in November, in which that we raised $15,000 just to get us through the end of the year and into this first part of the new year. Now it's time for a quarterly marathon, and we need to try to raise that money if we can in this quarter. So if you can, help us pray about it. If you can give, we, of course, want you to help us with that, but we want you to obey the Lord. That's all we ask. I appreciate what I heard one man say one time. He said, when it comes to offering time, all I ask is that you do two things. Number one, ask God what he'd have you do. Number two, do what God said for you to do. And if you'll ask him and do it, then you'll be helped and we'll be helped as well. Amen. God will take care of the need. Now, if God doesn't tell you to give anything, then don't give anything. God will take care of it in another realm. But if you don't even ask him, then you can get in trouble with yourself, get in trouble with the Lord by not asking him, making yourself available or finding his perfect will. And so we ask you to ask the Lord and then do what he says do. Ask him to help us raise the funds that are needed. We do not do these marathons because we like to raise money. That's definitely not it. We do the marathon because we have to, and we have to keep the radio going and the work going. And right now, actually, we're not only trying in this new part of the new year, not only trying to keep the work going, the established work, but we're trying to gain a little bit of ground. And we're praying, asking God to give us an extra $10,000 this month, not necessarily during the marathon, but an extra $10,000 this month that we might have some money in hand to look at purchasing some property and setting up a tower and having a presence there in the McKenzie area. And so I want you to help us pray towards that. We do have, we've looked at some land, we've made some contacts, we've had some other contacts come our way. So we're praying about the perfect will of God and the right planning and all of that. $10,000 won't do it, but it's just in hand money to take the first step. And so if you will help us pray, anything that we do down there, of course, we've got to go through the planning and pay lawyers and engineers for fees in order to agree with the FCC and the FAA and to make sure that we're good neighbors to those that are around us. And so all kinds of stuff goes into just being able to have our own piece of property there. But would you help us pray? Sure would be a blessing. We've paid rent on a tower there for 10 years. And not that that money's been wasted. It's not been wasted. It's been invested in the work of God. But if we had our own place, I know there'd still be expenses. There'd be insurance and tax and all the things that goes with that. I recognize that. But at the same time, it would be money that would be invested in property that we did own that maybe one day could be sold if that's how that it worked, or could actually be established even more for the work of God. And it wouldn't just be in a tower that we don't own and we don't control and we don't have any say-so over. So help us pray that God would allow that to take place. It is a dream, and we're praying about these first steps this month. So help us pray towards that end. Also, some requests of prayer for some people. We have a number of people here in the church that are sick. This flu and virus thing that's going around has gone through our church. We've had a number of people that have been out and still out. Had some came back last night. We're grateful for that, that had been out, but they was able to be here last night. We're grateful for that. I want you to keep praying that God would continue to strengthen the different ones and those that are in the depths of the trouble with it, that you'd pray that God strengthen and help them even now. And then also that you would pray that God touch and strengthen Brother and Sister Hall. Mrs. Hall was in AFib yesterday, came out of it yesterday afternoon, and we're grateful for that. But she was still too weak to be here in the services last night and still not feeling real well. Keep her in your prayers. I don't know today. I haven't talked to Brother Hall at the time I'm making this broadcast recording. I haven't talked to him yet, but I hope and pray she's doing better today. Keep her and Brother Hall in your prayers, if you will, for their health, that God touch, bless, and help them. Also, Brother Hall had a niece pass away, and they're going to have her funeral up in Indiana on Friday. And so, if you will, help us remember that family, the Hall family. And then the Hankins family had a loved one pass away that we know about. And then also another lady that I don't know the name, but her husband passed away. Brother Bell works with this lady. We want to remember that in our prayers as well, that the Lord would help the different needs that are involved there. Keep praying for my wife's health. God's blessed her, and we're grateful for that. And then I have some unspoken requests the Lord knows about. I ask you to help us pray concerning those things and those needs. Also, I have a friend in Kansas, preacher Brother Kevin Franklin, that's going to have surgery. He's having a heart catheterization today, and then he's going to have cancer surgery next Tuesday. And I'd like for you to help us remember him in prayer. I called him yesterday evening and spoke with him, let him know that we was praying for him. He told me he was feeling a good bit better yesterday than he had been, but he'd spent the week previous in the hospital. He's had some infections, and now they found something with his heart they're concerned about. We want to check all this out before his surgery on Tuesday. And so pray for him. He's going to have bladder cancer surgery and have that bladder removed and a colostomy bag and all that goes with that. Pray that God help him and meet his need. Use him for the glory of God. All right. Remember to pray for our revival. Pray for the broadcast today that God would use it and get the glory and honor he deserves. If you will, go with us to the Lord in prayer at this time. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to approach the throne of grace. Father, I want to thank you that we have this opportunity and power through prayer. Lord, I know that many times we do not recognize the importance of prayer and how powerful that this actually can be. But Lord, I want to thank you that though we are weak, we have a strong God. We have a mighty, matter of fact, almighty God. And Lord, we have the ability to get the help we need through this avenue of prayer. I want to thank you for the Spirit of God that makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, even when we don't know how to pray as we ought. The Spirit of God works through us and reaches heaven. I want to thank you that the Son of God is seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, making intercession for us. I want to thank you, Lord, for that. I'm reminded, and Brother Hall's been preaching on it on Tuesdays and Thursdays in his broadcast in the morning there, about Peter's life. And I was thinking about how that our Lord prayed for Peter. And I want to thank you that I'm not like Peter. And yet, when I say that, I'm not in any kind of the same category as Peter. He's so far ahead of me. But Lord, at the same time, just as one of your children, our Lord Jesus prays for me. I want to thank you. And Father, I pray now you take these requests as we bring them before you. Lord, let us not just be saying words. Let our heart go forth. As John Bunyan said, Lord, rather let my heart be without words than my words be without heart. So, Father, help us as we bring these things to you. I do pray for my wife's health, that you continue to touch, bless, and strengthen her, and receive glory for how that you have helped her. Father, I pray you to help Brother and Sister Hall. Thank you that you helped Mrs. Hall out of AFib yesterday. But, Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen her again today, and that you'd just meet the different needs that may be there. Father, I pray that you'd help with the Hall family as they had the loved one pass away. We're going to be having that funeral on Friday. Father, I pray that you'd help there. Father, I pray for the Hankins family. And Lord, for the other family that we don't know the name of, but yet they had a loved one pass away. And Lord, we're praying for them, that you'd comfort, strengthen, and help. Especially that you convict the lost, because the lost need to recognize their day is coming when they're going to stand before God, because it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. So Father, help those sinners to come to recognize that and trust you before it's too late. Father, I do pray for Brother Kevin Franklin, that's going to be having cancer surgery on next week, but he's having that heart cath today. Lord, would you meet his needs and help him, and Lord, just get the glory. Use him for the glory of God, and Father, help him and his church and meet their needs, Lord, I pray. Father, then I pray that you might help us in our revival meeting this week, Lord, that we might truly experience revival. And Father, I pray that you'd use Brother Jones, that you'd speak through him. Help us, dear God, to have ears to hear and to know what we ought to do. And Lord, as he said last night, that we might be honest with you, have spiritual honesty. And Father, I pray for the needs that we know about, that we don't know all about. Father, I pray you'd meet those needs and just get the glory. Father, I ask you that you might help, Lord, in our upcoming radio marathon, that it might be used for the glory of God. And, Lord, you'd help us raise the money we need. You know what we need. And then especially about that extra for the land. And on down the road, it's going to be much, much, much more extra. But Lord, I pray that you'd help, that we might be able to see that. That $10,000 this month would be an answer to prayer, and it would also be a strengthening of our faith, and it would show us, Lord, that there are people standing with us. Father, I pray you'd help that to be so, and it would be a real blessing. And we're trusting you and believing you. Again, Lord, I pray bless us in our service tonight. Help us with this broadcast today. Let it go forth and find a good lodging place in the hearts of some sinner, that Christ might be glorified, sinners might be saved, saints might be strengthened, and God's work accomplished. And Lord, you get the glory, we ask in Jesus' wonderful and lovely name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us and taking this time out of your busy schedule to pray with us. And I do thank God for the privilege and power that is in prayer. Amen. Now we're going to go to the scriptures in the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, is where we're taking our text, getting started off. And we've been preaching about tithing. We'll get more into that in just a moment. But if you want to look at Malachi, chapter number 3, and while you're finding your place, we'll listen to this song by our family that I trust might be a blessing. And then we'll be right back with the Word of God. Well, amen. I trust that song was a blessing to your heart as it was to mine. That was our youngest son, Benjamin, and his wife, Whitney, as they're singing together there. Did I mention that I love him? My, how we ought to love the Lord, and we ought to proclaim our love for the Lord Jesus. Isn't it interesting that people, they'll put signs on their car about the ball team they love. They'll put signs in their yard about the candidate, political candidate that they love. And yet people are afraid to say anything about Jesus. Isn't that amazing? People will paint their face the color of a ball team, or wear a shirt that broadcast, you know, all these different things. Maybe it's a vehicle that they like. Whatever it is, they're not ashamed to say what they love unless it's Jesus. Seems like people are afraid to let the world know that we love Jesus. Well, I'm not ashamed to say that I love Jesus. Amen. Brother Leonard Fletcher wrote a song about that, and the Inspiration sang it. I'm not ashamed to say that I love Jesus. And Ben and Whitney sang that song there. Did I mention that I love him? Well, we're looking in the Bible, Malachi chapter number 3, and I mentioned that we're preaching on the theme of tithing. And I've mentioned previously that this is not in conjunction with trying to raise money for the marathon. That has nothing to do with that. I actually felt like that as we finished our series at the first of the year, and I prayed about what to deal with, and I felt like starting off this year dealing with tithing. I felt like that was right, and so that's where we're at. And of course, today's the last day before marathon. I'm going to talk today about tithing in the New Testament, but I'm not going to be finished. I'm going to be coming back next week and possibly even days after that, but next week for sure, and still dealing with this issue of tithing. Now, I think I've said at every broadcast that I am not trying to get you to send your tithe to this radio station. No. I believe the tithe belongs unto the Lord. It's to be sent to the storehouse, and we'll get to that in a moment. That storehouse, I believe, is the house of God. That local church that you attend is where you ought to be sending your tithe. Now, you can send gifts and offerings to help us, and I'm for that. I appreciate those that do that. And then some churches put us in their budget, and I appreciate that. It'd be a real blessing if others would do so as well. But I'm not preaching this message and saying these things to raise money for the radio station. I'm preaching this because it's the Word of God, it's the will of God, and I believe God will bless people that tithe. And be honest with you, I believe He curses those that don't. And so I'm trying to help you. All right? So we're looking at Malachi chapter number 3, and I'll read only one verse, verse number 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings. God says, you've robbed me. You're a thief. That's what He said the last book, the next to the last chapter of that last book. God said, you've robbed me in tithes and offerings. Now, I know I don't have a lot of time, so I've got to run fast, but let me bring you up to where we're at. I've proven from the Scriptures, and you can go back to our podcast at WSOF.org. You can look those up, or if you want to ask me, send me a letter, or give me a call. I'll be glad to show you in the Scriptures how that tithing preceded the law, that Abraham paid tithes, that Jacob made a promise to pay tithes. Somehow they knew something about God. They knew something about offering sacrifices before the law came. They knew something about honoring the Lord's day, the Sabbath day before the law came. They knew something about this giving of tithes before the law came. And then the law, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers all deals with tithing and shows us different aspects of it. It shows us that it is holy unto the Lord. It shows us that it is owed unto the Lord. And it shows us that it is to take care of the work of the Lord, the men of God and their families, to take care of that work of God. Now, looking in the New Testament, we see here that the Bible shows us that our Lord Jesus approved of tithing. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 23, He said, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ye ought to have done, and not to leave the others undone. Now, our Lord did not say you don't need to tithe. He said you should have. You should have tithed, but He said you shouldn't have left these other things undone. Amen. Amen. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, we talked about this on yesterday's program, verses 13 and 14 tells us that the men of God that are ordained to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ are to be taken care of with that tithe that is brought to the house of God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verses 1 and 2 tell us that on the first day of the week, a man ought to lay in store that as God has prospered him. That laying aside, it tells us when. That's on the first day of the week, which, by the way, is the Lord's day. It's not the Sabbath day, it's the Lord's day. That first day of the week when the New Testament Christians gather in to worship and honor God. Their first day of the week at the house of God. So He tells us where or when, and He tells us where. He says in store, which I believe is corresponding to the storehouse, which was the temple in the Old Testament. Now it is the church in the New Testament. Amen. And so we know when and where, and then we know how much. He says, as God has prospered him. In other words, there is a percentage. There is an amount. There is a procedure that God has given, and I believe the tithe is what He's speaking of there. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 14, we see, He says, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be an equality. Now, here's what I'm talking about. There is an equality in the house of God. In other words, we're seeing here that God says 10%. That means if somebody else is making twice as much as you, they're still given the same percentage, but their percentage equals twice as much as your percentage equals. You see that? And so there is an equality. Now, notice that this verse, Corinthians chapter 8, verse 14, occurs in the middle of a chapter that is devoted to the subject of giving. And what is observed here at the beginning of verse number 14 and at the end of it is the word equality. That means that God's people are all to give the same proportion of their means, and only that proportion that God has specified in His word, and that is the tenth or the tithe. That is what is given tithes, not just tithes, also offerings, and some given sacrificially, all right? But there's the tithe is what is expected, 10%. Again, here's another passage, Hebrews chapter number 7, verses 5 and 6. He said, "And verily, they that are the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises." Now notice this phrase, received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Now I'm not going to have time to deal with this, but let me just simply say he is saying that Melchizedek, who was not of the lineage of the Levites, yet received tithes from Abraham, and Melchizedek blessed Abraham, but also that God blessed Abraham for that tithing. That was a minister as Abraham ministered to Melchizedek, as Melchizedek ministered for the work of God. That's the principle that is carried over into the New Testament, and Hebrews makes that plain. Well, I'm out of time today, but I appreciate you listening. We'll continue on this subject next week. And until then, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.